What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toi o Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Hello, Ed, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
We can, yes. Mate. I'm just adjusting your levels right now. Just making sure
level,
you
check one. Check.
Got enough
check,
sneer in your
check,
headphones.
Credit. Yep. Savings. Check. Set it. Savings. Savings. Check.
Ed.
Knows what he's doing with audio stuff. Multi-talented friend.
Apparently so.
How's it going, Ed? What's going on?
Pretty good. I've just finished a day at the Coalface and come to talk to you, legends of radio.
About the Chiron Rock School, did I say it right?
Yes. Chiron.
I didn't say it right at all. Why'd you say it?
I didn't say anything.
Don't put CHI together and expect me not to say Chi, man. Chi.
Yeah.
Okay. What's Chiron?
Unfortunately, that is the sound that that the cap makes when it's removed.
Right on.
It's Chiron. But no, it's Chiron. I believe it's an Italian word.
Okay.
For rock? Is it the Rock and Rock School?
That'd be super cool. Let's just say that it is. Let's just say that that's exactly what it is. So it's the Rock School.
Ed from Dictaphone Blues in the Rock School. Chiron Rock School. What is the Rock School, mate?
So basically, it is a place for youths to come and learn how to play an instrument. And, you know, there are countless places where you can do that. But at Chiron, we have a brand new facility in Matico Road in Epsom. And you can not only learn individual instrumentation lessons, we have band camps. I had one at the start of the year. During the holidays, we have, the youth can hire a room and have band practices there. We want to have little all ages shows eventually later on in the year. So we're just, we're sort of a bit of a hub for youth and for encouraging them to get out and make some noise and learn some communication skills.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful for kids that don't do sports, you know? Sounds like let me give you a history on me, Ed, real quick.
Let's talk about you.
I played a lot of rugby
What's
for
cooking,
a minute,
hungry?
And I wish that there was a little rock school that I could go to, but
I was the same when I was a kid, and I remember going into like the local rock shop and being too scared to try out guitars and things because the staff was so scary. And that's part of the thing that I've always wanted to abolish, working at the guitar shop that I manage in Epsom called Lewis Eady, and just making it a safe zone for people to come in. And it doesn't matter if you sit there and play smoke on the water or whatever, just as long as you're connecting
right
with the instrument.
As long as you don't fuck it up, you know.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that matters. I'm sure messing up is one of the most important things when you're learning instruments, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was something that I tried to get across to the kids at the
make some crazy sounds,
band
guys.
Camp at the start of the year. Yeah, let's jam, you know. Yep. And like, you can learn so much from that one performance and making lots of mistakes. You learn so much from that, more than you would if you were just sitting in your room and practicing.
It's true.
It's like I know that music has taught me to be a better communicator with, in everyday life. And hoping to sort of pass that on to the next gen.
Nice. Now, we've actually selected, or we've asked you to select some songs for us this evening. What have you selected, and where do you want to start, and why have you selected this song?
Well, I threw some songs to you guys that I think are good entries. Most of them are kind of from yesteryear, maybe one of them's more sort of modern, and they are songs that are great to, if you endeavor to get playing or want to make that jump from playing just by yourself in the bedroom to playing with other people. And there's some songs that I remember were the first sort of, they were the low-hanging fruit.
You were like, I've got to learn this riff kind of tracks?
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, oh my God, I can play that? Drummer, drummer friend, can you
Yeah, holy shit, if we vamp this a few times, we're basically playing the song.
we're playing the song. Yeah. So I don't know. Let's start with Weezer's "Say It Ain't So." I mean, like, it's a stone cold classic,
100.
And it was the first song that I remember learning to play with another two guys in fourth or fifth form. And
you got a recording of that?
Nah, sorry, boss. I don't know. I think that's safely lost in the mists of time.
I've got a recording of these guys playing this entire song at Victorina a couple of years ago, and tell you what, it's bloody good.
Shit hot.
That's not it, though. This is the original, I think.
This is the OG. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like it, eh, boys?
Can't play this bit, but when it gets to the bark, we're a bit keen.
Well, this is just the same bits. That's what I want
okay,
to
Okay, well,
tell
then I can't
people.
Play this song. Thanks, man. All right.
We'll no, you can
no
play
we're
it.
Just going to listen to it now, man. Kind of thing. We are talking to old mate Ed about the Chiron Rock School. Now, I've just gone to the Facebook page, mate, just to have a little squiz, and it looks like you guys are registering to enroll right now for the Bandcamp 19th to the 21st of April.
Correct.
What does that look like?
Well, it's a little bit of organization, but then when you get there, you kind of have a loose plan, and then generally the kids that are in attendance, whether they know it or not, start leading you down the path that you're going to go for the next couple of days. So we put a few songs up on the registration page of things that we're kind of earmark for, you know, potential songs that we might work on. So before our first camp in January, all of those kids were really actually quite switched on, and sort of a few of them knew a few of those songs. Maybe they had looked them up or something ahead of the time, which was really, really awesome. And we sort of have all the guitarists in one room for the first, you know, for the morning, and
isolated. You isolate all the talents. Okay.
Yep. And then we work on the separate parts, and then we kind of the tutors sort of loosely sort of get the young folk into bands, and then we just rip shit and bust through a few songs, and it's really awesome. You know, we do other little breakout groups of how to promote your band, how to you know, and how to get over those feelings of I'm not going to ask my mates to come to a gig, that would be embarrassing, and you know, and how to combat those kind of those sort of feelings that you might have, how to all the sort of investigate sort of free options to promote the gig, you know, things that you're going to need to do ahead of the gig, why you put amps in specific places on the stage, you know, why, you know, what is a sound check, and you know, if you're a support band, why you might not get one, and break it down.
It was just trying to be the opening band, and generally you get the longest sound check because
you get to leave your stuff up
on the stage as well. It's brilliant.
That's right. Yeah. And just generally sort of just allow them to make noise, basically, and have a good time and experiment with their instrument.
Right on.
Yeah.
Now, what's the next tune you've got lined up for us, Ed?
Well, I reckon this is a pretty awesome song. And again, it was something really early that I learned. The Pixies, Gigantic. And when I heard Kim Deal singing that, it was just like, she's just so effortlessly cool. And I just had never heard anybody be that rad before, basically. And again, it's, if you know bar chords, which is sort of a bar chord, if for those of you out there that aren't musically inclined in any way, is just sort of a shape that you can make one shape and sort of slide it up and down the neck, and it makes, you can create a chord pattern with that shape. If you know it's that shape, then you can play Gigantic by the Pixies from start to finish.
Hell yeah. Now, Ed, just a heads up, mate, I've gone to the Facebook page and there's four questions about the Chiron Rock School.
That's good.
You might just want to go and check those questions out, because I will be asking you those questions about the Chiron Rock School, Chiron, right after this.
And this I know, his teeth is white as snow. It was to see him walk her every day into a shady place. The lips she said, she said, it's hard, 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 let's have a ball. It's hard, 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 let's have a ball. It's hard, 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 let's have a ball. Gigantic, 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 I'll leave me. Thank you.
Oh, hard fade on that one.
So you guys like the Pixies, I figured you'd...
I didn't put that song into the digital library here.
Ooh, John.
Now, Ed.
Yes, mate.
Have you got a star-studded cast of lecturers and teachers at the rock school?
That's not one of the questions on the Facebook page. Sorry, Ed.
Yeah, we've got some great teachers, and that's kind of key, really, I think. I wanted folks that are out there, you know, doing their thing in various fields, and you know, so the teachers are kind of walking the walk, and we're always looking for more teachers. So if you're out there and you're, I don't know, if you're a musician and you're getting caned by COVID and can't, you know, do your gigs, come and teach some the next generation.
Have some paracetamol.
Have some paracetamol
and
mask up.
Get over your COVID and then give you a call.
Yeah, so we've got some great teachers. Emily Mackey, who's a great keyboard player. She plays in Minnie Simmons. Who else have we got on the sort of vocal side of things? We've got a great dude called Campbell McKenzie, who's just finishing the pop course at Auckland Uni, and he's a really talented singer-songwriter, and he's also in the middle of writing his own musical, which I think is really interesting. And another guy, Max Earnshaw, who plays in a bunch of different bands. He plays drums in a band called Odds and Ends, and he writes his own pop rock. Our female drum tutor, Jessie Schroeder-Smail, has got to be one of the hardest hitting drummers I've seen, and she's finishing her pop degree as well. So that's just a little taster of a few of the folk that we've got on board, yeah.
Kapai, hey, now back to these camps, mate. We just had a text in saying, can you do one of these camps for adults? And that just made me think, are there heaps of parents that just kind of like linger around the door for too long? And like, that's, or like, oh, you know, I've got this old JCM, you know, 800, I just want to donate to the rock school kind of thing. Or, do you mind if I just play with the kids for a bit? And kind of like,
yeah, that's interesting that you should bring that up. I mean, if there's a call for that sort of stuff, then we'll definitely... get into it, but yeah, at the moment I think we're just sort of focusing on sort of 12 to 18 year olds, really.
Any like and dads like, come in, know, kind of trying to look like Bart Simpson with the hat backwards and like skateboard. Well, hey,
cowabunga guys,
cowabunga dudes.
You just have to let him play, though. Hey, like, that's too good.
Man, this kid's really tall.
He's got a real blues lawyer vibe about him.
I live out in Glen Eden, and we have quite a few like skater kind of man children. We
call them. Yeah.
We see them, you know, cruising down our street on the... Look, there's another man child.
Usually if someone's on a skateboard, there's...
Yeah.
It's definitely...
Hey, I can't talk. No role.
But you are, and we're doing this segment right now, and it's probably time to play a song. Stop talking and play one of these tracks, mate. We've got a few,
all right,
couple of classics
keep it,
left.
Yeah, there's the classic Kiwi band, The Clean. Anything Could Happen. Just a solid three-piece band, guitar, drums, bass, that's all you need. Maybe a bit of singing. That was something that I didn't have at our first band camp. We didn't have any singers. So if your parents and you're out there listening and you hear your child singing in their bedroom or in the bathroom or whatever, we would love to see them at our band camp. If they're jumping around and just... attention seekers, we would love to see them. We would love to see them and
channel
them
it
in
eh?
Front of a band. Channel
bro.
That
shiz, yeah. Man.
So yeah, The Clean. Anything can happen, and you know, anything can happen when you pick up a guitar and sit down behind the drum kit. It's fun.
Can't buy to that, bro.
I love this song. I love it. We'll be right back.
And you're back in the room.
Look at the eyes. Don't look around the eyes. Look at the eyes. Look at the eyes. Oh, Rico.
Hey, bro. We're here with... let's just explain what's going on right now. Talking about the Chiron Rock School with Edward Costello from All Sorts of Avenues of Life. Producer, musician extraordinaire, can I just say? Slip that in. Now, these questions, mate. Quick fire of questions. How much does this school cost? Question mark.
How much does this school cost? Well, it's 45 per lesson, but you get billed for a school term. So some of the school terms are 8 weeks long, some of them are 10 weeks long. So your bill might be different. We don't do trial lessons. Like, you sign up, we feel like you're not going to do very well with an instrument if you just sort of jump in for one lesson.
Yeah.
So you sign up for a term. So that could be 8 weeks, it could be 10 weeks, depending on the term. Or if you enroll halfway through the term, then you'll be charged for the lessons that you have. So, but it works out to be 45 a throw.
Right.
45, yeah.
Assemble your
crew. Next question.
Next question is, can you tell me more about the school? I feel like you've answered that question. The next question after that is,
I have.
Are you accepting new students?
Basically. Currently we are, yes.
Right on.
And just while we talk, I have had one enrollment pop up for the band camp and one for lessons.
Just while we're talking right now.
Just might not have anything within 3 minutes of
radio
each other.
Works, man. Totally works. It's probably not, just all the dads not, going, fuck yeah, I want to do that. Oi, kid, you're doing this so I can kind of.
Yeah,
do that.
Well, whatever. Hey, you
whatever,
know,
man.
Whatever. Yeah,
just
whatever works.
Make music, hey, that's the most important thing. Hey, where are you located is the last question here on this question list.
We are at 311 Manukau Road, which is a heritage building. It used to be the Epsom Post Office, and it sits right across from the fountain at the foot of whatever that huge park is.
Kind of
Crummer Park? No, what's it called?
Oh, yeah.
Is the Chiron Rock really? School actually just a front for Scientology? Because that sounds like quite a nice building.
It is not, and thank goodness for that. Thank goodness the cruiser has nothing to do with this.
Something rad in a rad building. That's good news.
Nobody's jumping up and down on a couch on Oprah. Yeah. I love rock and roll.
Depends. Yeah. I mean, put a mic in front of it, you never know.
Now, that actually nicely ties in with this next tune that you've selected by Joan Jett. Can I just give you a bit of forewarning? The version that's in the library here at BFM is the Cook and Jones version.
So who are they?
I don't know, but they're in brackets. That's always a suspect situation.
And it's got a weird edit toward the end.
Also,
so
neglected
that.
To type the word and they've gone and used the symbol. So, I don't know, mate. We're just going to have a look. And
How long is it?
It's 2 minutes 20.
Long. So we can swear
that's enough
that long
to go. That's enough to go and get my peanuts.
You what?
Get my peanuts. Oh. I have a bag of peanuts.
Just checking. Okay.
I knew he must have been about 17. He was going strong, playing my favorite song. I could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me, yeah, me.
be moving on and singing that same old song. Yeah, with me singing.
There we go. Strange fade on that one. Just cuts off. Why is it in there? Who put it in the BFM library like that?
I don't know. I mean,
it was a rude awakening.
Pretty surprised it's in there at all. But good to know.
Now, Ed, why did you select that song by Joan Jett? Just totally rocking?
Totally rocking. Joan Jett is probably like a quintessential female in rock. And again, it's all of these songs I would consider... not too difficult to play for young people getting involved.
Ed, I know you and I know what you look like and I know you're a human, but I'm imagining that you're an elephant now, just eating peanuts, talking to us on the phone.
Oh man!
So you're getting them out. You're getting the peanuts out the bag with your big old nose.
What sort of peanuts are they?
And this is the music that's playing.
Oh!
What sort of peanuts?
This is Jiggerbocker music.
Do you need to get the peanut out of the shell, or is it just easy-going peanuts with a bit of barbecue?
No. It's a the company is Bicano, B-I-K-A-N-O, and they make this tasty, spicy peanut. Mm. It's got this tasty coating on it.
It's like a bougie kind of thing. Oh, wait, has it got like a crispy shell around the peanut that can't
be
explained?
It's a crispy shell.
Yeah,
it's
what's up with that?
I love it.
It's crazy. It's like they reshelled the peanut.
KFC.
I feel like we're all on the same sort of wavelength there. I do love peanuts as well, Ed. Delicious.
Did you think that Ed was an elephant eating peanuts, though?
No.
Okay, so not exactly.
It was only you.
Now, what Ed, from the...
That's when you go like, like that. That's definitely an elephant eating peanuts.
Ed from the Chikron School of Rock. Did I say that right?
Chikron? No, Chiron.
Chiron?
Chiron.
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 Chiron, Rock School, the only one in Tamaki Makaurau, I'm just going to say that.
Chiron. Mm-hmm. Chiron.
It is.
You guys are doing something quite radical, and I really hope people take advantage of it out there, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like I say, I was just rugby, and then I basically had to divorce rugby and my dad at the same time for a while. And then I played guitar way too late in the piece, man. Feels like.
Yeah, I got involved like when I just turned into a teenager, and although that's an eons ago now, I kind of felt like I was late to the game. But no, you're never too old to start, you know.
Yeah, can't buy.
That is a tasty nut.
Now, Ed, you've selected a slightly more contemporary tune for us.
A modern contemporary Australian artist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Julia Jacklin.
Yes, I've seen her a couple of... She's actually been up to the station a couple of times when I've been here, and she also played at Golden Dawn once.
Oh, is she chill AF?
Yeah, very nice.
Big time.
Cool. Yeah, I imagine she would be. She's just got an amazing voice, and I really like... this isn't a... I just like the simplicity of her songwriting and her guitar playing. And lets her voice do the lyrics do the talking. And the song Pressure to Party is probably one of her more up-tempo numbers. And it's got glorious Telecaster tones all over it.
She loves a telly.
Yeah. Don't you? You do too, don't you?
I need to get one. I need to get a proper one. Actually, I want to get a telly with a B-bender, but that's like probably for another chat. Let's get into the Julia Jacklin.
Okay.
But if you know of any tellies for sale, I'm definitely in the market for sure.
Okay.
Probably more of a Strat guy, but I definitely want to own a telly, you know what I mean?
You've got to have it in your quiver.
You do.
Face.
Julia Jacklin, as selected by Ed from Chiron Rock School.
Indeed.
You got it, bro.
Sure, up there.
That was, that was sublime.
311 Monaco Road, Epsom. Can people just kind of roll up and there's somebody there that can tell them what they need to know as well?
Not at the moment, but we are sort of working a way to get a little retail showroom in the front there.
Sure.
And at which time that will be open from like, I don't know, 3 till 7 or something. It won't be open during the day because, like, obviously these, well, not obviously, but hey guys, these lessons are after school.
Yeah.
So that will be when the retail showroom is open. We'll have somebody there and they'll be able to answer your questions, or they'll call me on the telephone and I'll try and answer your questions for you.
Hell yeah. Well, you've answered
Thanks
our questions
me,
quite nicely. Oh, it's our pleasure, bro. Thank you very much. Always interested to see what you're up to, and it looks like you're doing really good things here. So hopefully it all kicks ass. And actually, you know, in a few years, you might see some rad bands out the back end of it. You never know.
Yeah, look, that's what I said to myself after doing the first band camp. I mean, you don't really see the proof in the pudding until, somewhere down the track, some kid is going to say to me, hey, man, I went to your band camp, you know, and it'll just be one person, and that will make it all worthwhile. Mm-hmm. And it'll, yeah. Come to us, and yeah, you know, I'm available on email at info@chironrockschool.co.nz, and if you've got any questions, just hit me up.
Brilliant, Ed. Thanks so much, mate.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Take it easy out there, and don't spoil your dinner with those peanuts, okay?
Yeah. Don't tell my wife.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.